Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Hey! Arms house to your mum's house. Episode 87.
Another international episode.
Via satellite link up now. Me and Theme, you know what I mean? We're hundreds and thousands of miles apart. Or not thousands, I don't know. But many, many miles apart, man. Where
definitely
are you,
Theme? Thousands, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, where are you?
I'm in Dominica Republic.
Wow.
I'm on the south side of the island. It's the Caribbean water. Fucking
amazing.
Sensational. Come into some, like, don't know what it is. It's like, you pay to get, it's like a massive nature park. You pay like $20 to get in. That $20 goes towards like any drinks and food you order as well, but obviously we're going to smash the $20. But then, not many people come in, do you know what I mean? We went to a beach yesterday. Look at this, there's only like these many people here.
Wow, man, it looks so beautiful, man.
I'm in the sea now, bro. No, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying.
Man, Theme has got his feet.
We're too far from the Wi-Fi, but yeah, episode, what did you say, 86?
87,
and the
we already got Q's up in the chat. Hey, Q's up, what's going on, brother?
The second international house to your mum's house episode. We did France, now we're doing the Caribbean. Caribbean to Ealing. I mean, you're probably in the better place being in Ealing. Loving
life. It's fucking hot. It's very hot today. Beautiful weather we had today, I have to admit. We had a bit of really? Caribbean sun, yeah. But that's about it. No beaches, no culos, no baps out, no nothing. Is there people with their baps
so
out?
Many culos. That you wouldn't understand the culos. But everyone's a bit butters in the Dominica. But they've got huge culos. And in Spanish you say... Operación Gambas, like Operation Gambas, where you rip the head off if someone's got a good body and a butter's head.
Oh, right, okay,
take
yeah.
Take it off like a prawn and then you just bang them, you know what I mean? That's how it is.
There we go.
It's like I'm going to sit here.
Cool.
Just asking some Latina to turn her music off so we can event. But look at the palm trees, bruv. Look at the colour of the water, bruv. Like,
how come it's... How come it's always your pasty ass that's on these beautiful tropical locations, man? When is it my turn, man? When's it my
that's
turn?
What I'm saying, baby.
Nah, it's coming. I got a few things planned for this year.
Have you? What have you got planned?
Hopefully by the end of the year, I'm looking to do Vietnam and Cambodia and do some crazy shit like that, man.
For really?
Like for like an extended time. Obviously, I haven't planned anything yet, but I want to.
What's that's what I'm
maybe, yeah, most likely on my J's. I mean, I've got friends who are going to be out there at the same time. I've got friends who are going to be doing things out there. I got links out there as well. So, you know, I want to do that basically, but let's see how
get
we get
right out there. Come back a married man.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
Hey.
Mwah. Let her know we're recording.
Well, you know what I mean?
He only has Kulo on his mind, man. He's
I've only
crazy.
Got eyes for her Kulo.
Of course.
Driving here. Love.
Oh my days, Amber. Fucking hell, bruv. You know, like it's proper South America, like, you know, it's like Venezuela. That there's no rules. That there is zip. And we're not in like Punta Cana or somewhere like lots of tourists, but like in our friend's house. And she just lives in Dominica. The fucking hell, bruv. I've like, there's one rule, yeah? Let me just turn that around. If I flip that, then I get my hand out of the way of the camera. There's one rule, yeah? You do what you want. So whoever's like the most aggressive, whoever's got the biggest balls, they go, yeah? But
yeah,
these guys,
right away.
Mopeds, bruv. Like four people to a moped with like a baby in the middle, going Jeez. The wrong way down the motorway. The wrong way, just swerving in and out.
Nuts.
You're doing your thing, and we've got like a big kind of big fuck off Toyota, yeah? Mm. And these kids, they're not kids, they're like women, adults, grandparents, they're all on these motorbikes, yeah? And it is literally do what you want. Like, there's no indication. Forget indications like minor. There's no, like, if you're bombing it down here, they'll go rum, rum, on the side, nearly die. They're coming the wrong way. On the motorway, yeah? I'm on the fast lane. I need to tell that baby to shut his
blood. Yeah, yeah, go kick that baby in the sea or something.
on the motorway, yeah. You're bombing it down, and luckily Andrea's looking because you can't see shit. These people are on like shit mopeds, yeah? On in the fast lane with no lights. No helmet, no light. You actually can't see them, bruv. Like it is fucked up.
Danger. Yeah.
It is fucked up. Are we standing
somehow, they somehow manage to navigate, though. That's the thing. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how they do it, but it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's whoever doesn't give a shit the most. That's honestly what it is. And then so after a while, I just started saying to Andrea, like, I'm going to not give a shit the most. And if they die, they die. You know what I mean? And you're just going, bombing down. But it is mental. We have to change money, yeah, all the time. And you go to, like, these money exchange places. Because again, not a tourist area, fucking bait, like bait. You're standing in a queue, and then all of a sudden you look to like the, it says, please don't bring your guns in the bank. You're like, holy shit. And on the first day, I was like in my England shorts and my Reebok Classics. I was like, today I made a big mistake. Like, this is a big mistake. Because we look like we are going to get robbed. Bruv.
That's what I was thinking.
No guns, no hats, no this, no that. And I started thinking, fuck me. So like when we come out of somewhere, because these aren't banks, these are like tiny, tiny little places, tiny little like cubicle things. When you come out, you just gotta like make sure no one's coming. You know what I mean? No one's following you. The police, this guy, I don't know if he was police, he's like a security guard, pissed, like blatantly drunk, yeah, or high or something. Just wandering around with his shotgun, just holding his shotgun like this, like pointing at you with his shot. I'm like, yo, bad news. And we had to find a place because everyone's changing dollars to pesos. We only had UK sterling, so we had to like ask people, oh hi, like do you change like UK sterling? And she's like, yeah, cuánto, like how much do you have? You're like,
yeah,
3,000, you know what I mean? She's like, yeah, it's fine, starts counting. You're like, fucking keep it down, bitch, like this is fuck.
Jesus. You gotta watch out out there. Does it seem pretty safe though, or does it seem pretty dodge? Some of the areas you've been in,
very dodge.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Some of the areas are very.
But your resort looks amazing. Like the video you showed me of your personal lift and your fucking jacuzzi and shit.
That's Andrea's like best mate Alpha, who's not here. She just gave us the house.
Sick.
And, she's back in Spain, and. She literally like owns that house. Oh, shit. Sorry. She owns that house.
Yeah.
So that's not in like it's on a golf course designed by Nick Faldo. So the views are like overlooking the golf course. Like it is mad. To this morning, someone was walking past with some mad piff. I was like, I gotta go and ask him before I got there. Yeah. Got like a bucket full of ice cold beers and ting, bubble and swing.
Yeah.
We out here, baby, in the Caribbean. Man.
Look, someone triple R in the comments. Yo, Venezuela. Triple R in the comments saying, writers who can afford a holiday, no bummy brothers. Brap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, look, if you dedicate everything in your life completely to graffiti, then it's going to be difficult to make money or even time to go on holiday, man. You know what I mean? Like, we have other
interests. There's some graph here as well.
I was going to say,
decent pieces, actually.
You get any photos?
Keep forgetting to get a video because I'm driving. And when we go past, I'm like, I'm there, take the photo. But we keep forgetting to take the video.
All right. Oh, well.
Oh, what, the graffiti?
Ah, no, the graffiti note.
Yeah, the graffiti note. No, sounding Russian today.
No, well, if you get some flicks, we'll do it for next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But you good? You're looking good, man. It suits you, man. It suits both of you guys, man. Chilling in the sun, palm trees. He looked like a prawn.
I did get
just
burnt.
Just one day. In the
I did get burnt first day, but
you know
I don't know
why
how.
He wore in this.
Yeah, he has to. Yeah, of course.
Worry about the skin.
Yeah,
of course.
I worry about my blanquito skin.
Listen, you married a white boy. You You married a white boy, man. You got to get used to it.
You married a white boy.
You have to. Yeah, yes, the next trip will be Venezuela.
There we go.
Yeah, Maddie's going to come to Venezuela.
I want to come. I want to come to Venezuela so bad. That would be amazing.
You know Brazil, you have to come to Venezuela.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm coming. Exactly. I'm coming.
So what's been going on at Londres?
Nothing major, to be honest, man. Nothing crazy. I'm trying to think what has happened. Nothing major, man. Just, you know, plodding along, man. It's been shitty weather, but today has just been blazing hot. Obviously, I've been out all day. I went to a funeral and shit. So, you know, not the best day in the world, but, you know, shit happens. It's all good.
Yeah.
But listen, we do have a whole heap of listeners' questions. Maybe this is a good opportunity to get through a couple of questions, man. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's look at the... I'm just looking at the...
at the chat.
Where his team is, he in Brazil?
Yeah.
Dominican Republic.
Big up Bertie Mango, all the crew in the house.
Yeah. How do I get you? I can't see me. Now I can see us both.
All right, hold on. I'm going to share my computer screen.
Boom.
All right.
You know I'm not allowed to go to Brazil. Because of the culos.
Yeah, of course. I know. You can't be trusted out there with too many culos, man. But Theme, let me know if you can hear this. Can you hear this?
Yes, I'm really asleep. Hope you two are doing well.
Did you hear that?
So, play it again. I'll put it next to my ear.
All right, cool.
Yes, Amber. Yes, Theme. Hope you two are doing well. This question is coming to you from Berlin, where I live. Yesterday, Sunday, I was at Club Divisionnaire, which is this wicked little open air club down by the water, and I saw an Amber tag in the toilet. So, first question for Amber, does this sound familiar?
Nope.
And then second question for you both, want to know a bit about like what your relationship with dance music is like, what kind of sounds do you really like, and which clubs and DJs have made a big impact on you over the years? Cheers.
All right, did you hear that Theme? I mean, not the best
every
question.
Every single word, baby. So it wasn't an Amber reach in the toilet.
No, it wasn't. Definitely wasn't. I remember when he sent that question in, it was a while ago now, but yeah, he sent a photo with it and it definitely wasn't one of my... I've done bear tags in Berlin, but I've never like battered Berlin, you know what I mean? So it was unlikely going to be mine as well, you know what I mean? It was probably some girl going, "All right, I'm gonna write my name on it," you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he was talking about dance music and what clubs in London were like big for us. I mean, you know, there's so much to talk about there. We brought up
Fabric,
the End. Bagley's. Bagley's. There was that place, what was it called? Squared or something? The one at the end of Old Street. Square?
Squared? You're talking about Egg Club.
The Hub. Oh, yeah. Egg was a notorious one. Egg was like, where are we going now? Let's go.
That was rank. Yeah. Don't think I ever went.
No, I went a couple times. That was like the late night spot that was open till like midday the next day.
Sunday, yeah.
That's when, you know... Actually, that's another thing I've been wanting to bring up on the pod. We've had a few comments on previous episodes of people thinking that we do cocaine.
Oh, yeah. So many comments.
There's been a few like that because I touch my nose sometimes or you have hay fever. You're ill as dick. I want to put this straight for everybody. Yeah. I don't do that shit. I mean, I can't speak for Theme, but I know he doesn't either. Yeah. So like, we don't do that shit, man. So it's not about that. Okay.
We don't do cocaine.
But back in the day when I was doing Yayo, we'd end up at Egg Club most of the time because that was like, when you didn't want to go home, you end up going to Egg, you know, where else was there? There was
more of like Bar Roomba on Thursdays. Tim Lee, that geezer we had on.
Tim Lee, of course, yeah.
I took him to Bar Roomba, gave him half a pill. This is like back in the day. We were like 16 or something.
Oh, man.
He collapsed outside on the street.
Oh, shit.
Where is that? Like King's Cross or something?
No, it's Shaftesbury Avenue, man.
Yeah.
Just near Soho, yeah.
He's just lying down on the pavement for hours. We had to help him out.
He couldn't handle it.
But DJs like... Andy C. I mean, I was a junglist. I was 100% junglist.
Yeah.
Same. A bit of garage as well. I tell you what I'm going to. August the 26th in the old Queen's Head in like King's Cross, I think it is, some famous pub. DJ Wookie.
Oh, wow. Sick. Wookie did some ill tunes and ill remixes as well. Wookie was ill on the remix.
Yeah. I got Andrea a ticket. You should come, bruv. It's like £8.
Sounds good. Yeah, yeah. I'll be up for it. What's the venue?
The old Queen's Head.
Ah, yes.
I think you've got to Google that shit. Get a ticket for like £8.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds good.
Sorry, I was just looking at Kulo's, making sure the Kulo alarm is like on point.
Yeah. You got the shades on.
You are allowed to come.
Me?
You are allowed to come. Yeah. No, Brazil.
I'm not allowed to go to Brazil because they like sex too much.
Exactly, yeah.
And they have good face and good body.
Good face
they
and.
They have just good culo, but they don't have good face.
Yeah. Listen, theme, one day we got to make a chart of all the South American countries and who has the culo, who doesn't have the culo, who, like, we have to do a chart and we have to confer with Miss Venezuela as well to double check.
You,
okay, good. And then we'll plan a trip round to all the bit. Now, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'll have to stay on the plane while you get off in Brazil. Yeah. Stay there, waiting.
I'll send you photos and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, captured.
But no, back to the question. I mean, okay, I don't want to dwell too much on this. We've got plenty more questions. But like DJ wise, I always looked for DJ Hype back in the day, fucking Brocky. And the thing is, we've even spoken about this, like the importance of the MC at one point in the drum and bass. I used to go to a rave just to hear the MCs, man, like Skibbity, rest in peace, Det, you know, fucking Shabba, fucking Riddler, all the heads, you know what I mean? Shout out. Yeah, Stevie, shout out Lord Wazok in the place. AHC, salute.
MC Fats, you know
Fats,
what I mean?
IC3, yeah.
IC3.
Is he still with us? I don't know if IC3 passed away. He might have, you know. I can't remember.
No, I think IC3 is still here.
He's still around. All right, good.
Fats, yeah. I think Fats passed away.
There was one guy who used to get on my nerves. I can't remember his name, but there was one guy who used to get on my nerves, but... And he was at every fucking rave, man.
Bassman and Trigger. But
all
the thing is, we've spoken about this kind of thing on the pod a lot.
Yeah.
Them guys, them DJs, MCs, that sort of thing.
Let's move on to the next question, yeah?
Yo.
All right, let's do it.
Love the show. Came for UK hip hop. Stayed for the absolutely mental stories about Graf. But what I want to know is... how much paint do you actually go through? Like, you're always talking about paint, you're talking about people storing paint. Like, how much does an average person go to, or say someone like Tox that's, you know, absolutely everywhere all the time? Like, is it thousands of cans a year, hundreds of cans a year? I'd love to know. Cheers, bye.
All right, you get that theme, yeah?
Yeah, Tox would be on thousands and thousands and thousands of cans.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Hundreds of cans a month. For people like that.
And the thing is, theme, like, that's another thing, like, people who don't do graph, especially even people who do graph don't get this. It's the people that do a lot of graph. There's finding the spots, painting the spots, avoiding, you know, capture, all these things, but also the getting the paint to do it is a whole mission in itself, man, especially if you're not willing to pay for that shit, you know what I'm saying? And for these big writers, no one could afford that amount of paint, you know what I mean? The amount of paint that these guys go through. So you're going to have to nick it or have it fallen off the back of a lorry. Or like we said that time when we linked Tox and Bass down in that spot. Remember, Tox had that weird brand of paint that we'd never heard of. Like, this is like cheap, shitty car paint that you can find, like, probably, I reckon a lot of it gets thrown away, like, you know what I mean? And like, you know, you can, if you know the spots, you can pick them up, like you can pick up tins of paint like around the back of B&Q. They might have thrown a few away. Like, there's so many different ways you can get your hands on paint, especially if you're, I could imagine someone like Tox, for example, because he doesn't piece that much, he's more of a bomber, all he needs is just two colors, you know what I mean? So he's not too fussy, he just needs to get his hands on the paint. The paint doesn't have to be great quality, as long as it lands on the wall, he'll use it. But someone like Bass, for example, who paints trains, who does colorful pieces, it might be a bit more tricky for him to allocate paint to get the right colors and whatnot to do what he wants to do, you know what I mean?
When I say I've got no paint, I've got like less than 20 cans.
Yeah, and they're all like drips and drabs. Yeah,
bits. No, there'll be like a bunch of whites, a bunch of blacks, a bunch of chromes. I keep like my paint separate from my like a legal go down and have a paint on a Sunday paint.
Yeah.
So I've always got chromes and blacks and whites.
Yeah.
And that's counted as I don't have paint, because that would be like for actual missions. And then paint, like I've probably got like 30 tins at home on the balcony now. Do you know what I mean? Not here, obviously, back in sunny Acton.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. When I say I've got no paint, I've actually got paint.
But let's say if you had to put a number on it, how many tins of paint do you think Tox, in the height of his career, was going through a year? And people in the chat, I want you guys to guess as well. What do you think? Like reasonably, let's say per week, he goes through maybe, let's say, I'd say 25...
20, 30 cans a
30
week.
30 cans a week, and then times that by 54, whatever it is.
52.
52 even. I don't have my phone. Yo, I'm 26, 8, 52 weeks a year, man. No, I'm sorry, I'm just saying it wrong on purpose.
30 cans.
Ash thinks it's 7 cans a year. Yeah, maybe seven of those massive big... Sorry, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so whatever that is.
Comments, I know them tracksides in the Caribbean are a walk-on thing. Might get shot, though. Yeah, you probably would get fucking shot. Especially if you look like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some fucking double gringo. It's so funny here when the people hear me speak Spanish. They're like, oh. Like, you speak Spanish? You're like, yeah. And then you get a completely different kind of love and acceptance. Yeah. It's brilliant.
If you just show a little bit of effort, I mean, let alone if you speak the language, but if you even just show a little bit of effort, people will treat you, because especially if they're just used to just obnoxious American tourists going, excuse me, hello, like, where do I get it? Like, you're just going to get sick of that after a while. If, you know, if someone comes up to you going, hey, well, Espanol, la, 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 you're going to treat them much better. Yeah, cheers, man. All right, let's go. Next question, man.
We got another question.
We got a whole bunch here. Can you see? We got like a whole bunch here, man.
Yeah, boy.
Let's go through this one here. Boom.
Let me turn it here. Let me have a little listen.
All right.
Peace pie, people. House crew, big up. I have a question. So I'm youngish, about 25. But my question is, what's one thing or element of like classic golden era London graph that you wish you could bring back to the present day? So like, less security, easy access yards, more heads about writing. I don't know. It just, because I'm still young and I don't know. I like the stories and filling in the gaps. Like, just let me know. Oh, and petition for theme to start writing HFB for Honda Fireblade.
All right, cool.
Honda Fireblade, new crew.
Yes. Yeah, all right, cool. Sweet. So you got that. If you could bring one thing back from back in the day, from like let's say 90s, you know, something from that era, if you could bring it back to now.
It would probably be that you like the getting into graph, it wasn't like I don't want to say friendly, but it wasn't as like easy to just right, and now I'm a writer, and I kind of set up an Instagram, post some pics, get in some crews. You had to like, remember like showing people your photo albums would be a major point, like showing people your photo albums, getting jacked or beaten up on the station because your sketches were shit in your sketchbook. People used to tear my sketchbooks apart and throw them on the tracks and shit like that. And you'd have to build up your own presence and persona, and people would have to start, they'd test you in it to see if you were going to be there. Like Zombie always says, he's seen people go all city 100 times and then disappear. Do you know what I mean? It's not really about that, it's more about keeping on going in graph and getting more and more and more accepted. So like, I remember writing with absolutely nobody, and then writing with like the local guys, and then one of them or yourself might get a link with a bigger crew, and then, oh shit, he's writing with them. Do you know what I mean? And then he's like telling this bigger crew about his mates, and eventually like one or two of them might get filtered in, and then you'd get a link, then you'd start meeting people in different areas and be like, yo, now we're writing with these guys. Sorry, I can't. And then you'd get welcomed into different groups from being an actual writer, from doing actual graph. Oh, I saw you do that. I saw you do this. I saw you do that. Yeah. Now we're like, it sounds like, you know what I mean, stupid, but now we'll chat to him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Now we'll actually give him a little bring-ins. We'll give him a little second of our time. Whereas now it's kind of like, oh, I'm a writer. Hi, how are you doing? We all have to be mates, and we all, you know, it's like, it's not really like that. It was much more of a subculture. I much preferred it when it was like that. And you didn't know people. Like, I didn't know Teach or anyone like that until I was like, what, late 20s, early 30s? But you knew them because you saw them around. You kind of knew where their manner was because it would be battered there, less battered there, etc. And you could see, without knowing these heads, that, like, oh, rah, they've just done Hammersmith or they've just done Upminster, because the yard outside was battered, and then they would do, like, dubs on the way home, and you're like, shit, they've done a yard, done eight dubs on the way back. Proper all-nighters, you know what I mean? That sort of thing.
Well, I would
really exist anymore, because you don't have to. Like, people our age, they go to a yard in fucking China, they can just drive back. You know, if you go to Upminster, you can drive back. You don't have to. Yeah. I remember stories from, like, Touch and Gash and people like that, going to do yards and then just sleeping outside the yard, and you get woken up by the first train. It's like, all right, now we can get back west. You know what I mean? Because the first train's woken us up. So I guess to sum it up, I'm saying it's like it was much more of a subculture, much more of a thing you had to make a. You had to be good to get in. You had to make effort to get in. You were told if you were whack, and like because you were whack, you like tried more and more and more to get to that level where suddenly, yo, you can come and write with us this time. Do you know what I mean? And then you'd be shitting yourself because you're like, rah, I'm writing with these man now. And you'd be thinking, I can't wait to get home and tell Amber or whoever your mate was at the time. You're like, oh, we just done this craft with these guys. Can you believe it? And your mate would be going, oh, yeah, yeah, bring me in next time. Bring me in next time. Whereas now,
I would
not
say
really like that.
I would lump that in as kind of like there was more of an air of mystique about it. Back in the day.
Yeah, and danger.
Not everyone. And there were more hoops you had to jump through to be accepted. Now you're just accepted. Oh, you got Instagram, you got 4,000 followers, you done some pieces. Oh, yeah, let me see. Yeah, follow me. Yeah, tag me in the photo. Yeah, tag me. And everything. Everyone's more friendly now. Whereas back in the day, it was like, who are you? What? I don't know that. What's that? Fuck off. Give me your page.
You had to,
literally, they had to see your graph about. For them to believe you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No one was going to take your word for it.
You know Fume's reach ends with an E, yeah? You know you can't write Fume no more. You know what I mean? You're like, no, don't say that. So that kind of shit. Yeah. You wouldn't go down, like you wouldn't go to, I can't remember now, like legal spots. Not legal, because it wasn't really legal back then, but you wouldn't just go down on your J's, you know what I mean? You would if Zonk would go down on his J's, for example.
No,
but
you'd have to be careful. Yeah, you're right.
I'd have to go down with like a bunch of heads because you'd be like, yo. If...
There are certain areas for sure.
And it was basically like PFB and DDS. If those men are there, TKS, MTS, you know what I mean? We're going to get jacked.
There's no two ways about it, bro. All over, yeah. There's going to be attacks taking it. If I had to pick one thing as well, I would say it was less. Well, it was. No, I mean, it's not too... Well, yeah, it was less security back in the day. You know what I mean? And they saw it coming a bit less.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I always think
not
about...
Not really. Yeah.
I think about that for the generation above us. Like, you know, when I'm doing the Bitters 80s, right? Those guys had, like, hours in the yard and...
Yeah, four-foot fence and shit.
But when you were if you were doing G, like, it was still a proper mission. Still. It would come on top a lot and you'd be knocking on... I'll tell you what's good is to check out Yanni's book, because there's a lot of like real gold dust in there about like knocking on the yard and knocking on the shed, seeing if people walk by. People
Black Raindrops. What's it called again? 31 Black Raindrops?
Black Raindrops. Yeah. And you'd have like people on the bridge with your missus on the bridge with the walkie talkie. Yeah. Yo, this is my friend Danielle. Danielle,
hey, come Danielle.
Tell him to say
arms house.
Yeah, right moment.
Can you say arms? Do you say arms house?
Arms house.
Yeah.
Yay!
Boy,
nice. I don't have my buttons depressed.
Personal waiter.
You know what else I would say? Ah, oh, man. Because Because the thing is, a lot of the things that you just mentioned now in that beautiful rant you just had, well, not rant, but like what you were just saying, I was thinking back to when I was a kid back then. A lot of the stuff that we wanted back then, we have now. But now we got it. I don't know if I want it so much anymore. You know what I mean? Because I remember back in the day.
Right.
Yeah. And also back in the day, like, for example, I was like, why don't people get it, man? We're just creating art, man. We're just doing art on the street, man. You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. When everyone, you know, was demonizing it so much. Whereas now there's street art and there's these and there's all these different things now. And there's people go around taking photos of it with the wings things and all that bullshit now, you know? And I'm like, well, I don't know if this is where we wanted to go, man, with it.
I was never. I've never done graph for art. I mean, I went to art college at, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hmm. But that was not me doing art, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so but you're a creative dude.
I wanted to do graph to get my name up.
Yeah.
That was it. I just wanted to be a part of London graph.
Yeah.
And I never made it to where I wanted to get. You know, that's why I'm still doing graph and I'm 42. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, because there's so people who've done so much more graph than us, like so much more.
Yeah, I've hardly done nothing there. Yeah, compared to some.
I just wanted to be part of the scene. I just wanted to get up there, and I was caught between rap, graph.
Yeah.
For some point in time, snowboarding and skating, but predominantly, I was just trying to do anything I could to be like hip hop,
to be part of the culture. Yeah, exactly. Like that's exactly for me, man. I wanted to do everything. I wanted to break dance, I wanted to DJ, I wanted to graph, I wanted to MC, all these things. But then as you get, you know, older and older, you focus more on one of the things, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, you try and get better at it, and then you get some accolades to a certain degree, and then you become accepted to a certain degree, but you never rest on your laurels, you know what I mean? You never go, oh yeah, yeah, I made it now. You're always constantly striving. And when you're part of that community, that culture, you want to be shown as someone who gives to that culture, not someone who's just constantly taking from the culture. You know what I mean? You want to be someone who gives to the culture, you know what I mean? Whether it's painting, whether it's a release of music, whether it's, you know, bringing people in, whether it's, you know what I mean? Whatever it might be.
I used to like the fact of not knowing the people, knowing of them, even knowing like what they looked like and stuff, yeah, like that, but not being like able to chat to them, because there would be that thing of like, who the fuck are you? Do you know what I mean? Don't come up and chat to me. No, that was, you know, kind of cool, because you had to break into something. You couldn't just become brethrens on you know, social media, and then I don't want to keep saying that, because he sounds like those old heads that just diss people because they're on social media.
No, yeah.
It wasn't like, yo, tag me in it. You, like you said, yo, we're gonna do Sunday. There's gonna be barbecues, where, and then on Instagram, it was so good to see everyone down at the thing, and did a big up plot, and then they list all these writers. I'd rather just put a photo of a dub on a station and be like, bosh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
that like, speaks a billion more words. Then it, so like you wouldn't get. I used to love thinking that one day them man will bring me in.
Yeah.
One day I'll know how to get into G.
That's the thing.
Or to get into the, you won't get, and then you come back and you tell your brothers, oh, this is how you do it. Let's go and check it out.
It comes back to that mystique that I was talking about before. It had more mystique back in the day. Now, if you just want to click in a few types and then you'll find out what you need to find out most of the time. But there are still some writers out there who hang on to that mystique, you know what I mean? Who don't do social media, don't do none of that shit. And also, I think it's, we can't, inevitably, we're going to sound like old men because we are old men, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I've noticed is...
Well, I'm not. I'm banging Latinas in the Caribbean. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, fair enough. But we're like, being from the generation we're from, knowing the world before social media and then growing with social media from like when we're 17, 18, we were already developed before social media became... We're the last generation to do that. So we still interact with social media knowing what it was like before. Well, that's how we interact with it. There are kids now who this is all they fucking know, is they was born with social media and they live with social media and they act like that. You know what I'm saying? And so maybe that's the part of it that maybe I don't understand. I don't want to say it's bad or good or anything. I'm just saying it's harder for me to understand that because I just don't, my brain isn't like that because I remember before, you know what I'm saying? I remember before. All right, let's do one more question theme. Yeah. Because I know your battery, what's your battery saying?
I can't even see, you know?
Oh shit. Okay.
Probably about 30 or something.
Okay, no, we're good. All right, we're good.
24, baby, 24.
All right, maybe we can sneak in a question or two.
Maybe I'll turn the light down a bit. Yo, go on.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Do you know Touch, bro?
Okay, no, that was a silly one. All right, next one.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent question, though, to be fair.
Yeah. We've met him. I'd say I know him. I wouldn't say I'm best mates with him, but I definitely know.
Definitely. All right.
Next up. And if you didn't know Touch back in the day, you were definitely getting jacked and jumped up and down.
And you were definitely a no one, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. All right, next one.
Arms House, what it is. My question for the podcast, yeah, boom. Fucking cheese ball, I hate voice notes, but still, yeah. But what is the wackest letters? Yeah, what is... I don't like D's and I don't like P's. And I don't really like... I ain't a fan of Q's neither. So what's your shout on what you think the wackest letters are?
All right. Okay, you hear that? Yeah, the worst letter to paint thing.
Yeah. I'm thinking now... I kind of like them all. I definitely don't like Q's.
Yeah, well, I don't mind Q's.
X is a bit of a...
X is a tricky one. X is harder.
But then Drax batters it.
Drax does well, because, yeah, if you know what you're doing, cool. But yo, definitely X's I find difficult, man. But it's not about whack letters or good letters. It's just difficult level for me, because I think all letters are beautiful. All letters matter.
Yeah. All letters are beautiful.
They're all beautiful in their own way, man. And I even did graph in Arabic letters as well. Arabic is quite cool to do them in as well. So it's
and then the uppercase, lowercase, like, I don't really like uppercase wise, but lowercase wise, I think they are banging.
Yeah.
For me,
it depends where in the word it is, but yeah, I mean, usually they're at the end.
The beginning, a Y has to be at the beginning, and it has to come out and then go to the left and curl up, that sort of shit.
Yeah,
I never liked these, but then like Boast and Buds and Zomb, you know, I mean, they killed it.
no doubt. I mean, what letters I find tricky to do, definitely X for sure. I think.
I used to not like W's, but now they're quite cool.
I was about to say W, but yeah, I don't mind them too much, man. It's all right. You can work them out. Because I'm used to doing M's, so it's just an M upside down, really.
Basically.
But, I mean, yeah, P's. Yeah, P's can be tricky because of the negative space under it and whatnot. But, what's your favorite? Okay, Yas is in the chat asking, what's your favorite letter at the end of a word? I mean, obviously, the R is the classic R, you know what I mean? And an E, an S would be great. I remember that writer, Kerf, K-E-R-F, and then he used to do these long bits at the top, like the two F bits at the end on his tags. He used to do that. They looked sick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's tricky.
S at the end, E at the end. Man. Capital Y, like I just said, I don't like Y's, but capital Y, you know when you do, it's more like a V with a thing in the middle as well.
That a G cool, is a good ending letter as well. King's Cartel in the chat saying a G is a good one.
Yeah. King's Cartel.
Hold on, what's Triple R saying? The walls are covered nowadays. Toys are taking out genuine brothers with style. The toys are winning. They would have got beaten back in the day, but hold tight the brothers with ill hands and dubs. Yeah, okay, cool. I mean, look, you say the toys are winning. I mean, the toys are always going to outnumber the kings. Like, that's just a fact. And it's always been like that. There's always going to be more toys than there are kings. And that goes for anything. There's always going to be more bad singers than there are good singers. There's always going to be, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
more
the way,
skinny chicks than big coolers, you know? It's always
right. Yeah, I'm saying. Like, it's always going to be like that. So you just got to get used to it, really, man. And to be honest, for me, I don't mind that, because if you develop your style and you get a good, decent style, then it makes you stand out even more when there's toys all around, and then your one sticks out more, you know? Because people can tell a bit more.
Someone says, I can't read them, but I can see it says I. I is a pretty shit letter sometimes.
Well, no, in the middle of a word, but at the end of the word, I think that's what Wazok was saying. An I at the end of a word, it could be tricky. Yes, I think so. Because even if you do a capital I or a lowercase I, but, you know, then you talk about Dondi and you talk about, you know, a couple of heads that did have a nice I.
But he could probably do anything.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Should we do one more theme? One more question.
Yo, I just want to show you the liquors again.
Okay, yeah.
Can you see the colour of the liquors?
Of the water, yeah. Beautiful, man. I can't believe it, man.
Hey, in this bitch.
Right now, I told you it's hot here, man. The thing I want to do the most right now is jump into the sea, man. Jeez Louise.
I'm going to do that very soon. I wish I could take the phone down there and do that, man.
Oh, man. I'm jealous.
Fucking hell. I haven't been to the Caribbean for such a long time.
Yeah, man. It's
sensational, man. Except the driving is fucking hairy as dick.
Nuts. I got to tell you about when I went to Egypt, and the driving in Egypt was crazy nuts, man. But anyway, next question. You ready?
I'm on 20% battery.
All right, well, last question, man. We'll get this done, and then we'll move on. All right.
All right.
All right, I've got a would you rather for Steve's.
Oh.
Would you rather have to scream everything you said at the top of your voice your entire life, or would you rather speak normally, but everyone you met, you'd have to say Heil Hitler and do the salute?
That's kind of fucked up.
Would you rather...
He obviously sent that in. He sent that in when Steve's was with us, man. That's why he said this is a question for Steve's, but we never got around to doing it. So I thought let's play.
We should have asked Steve's. That's a good Steve's question.
I know. We didn't have time.
I'm definitely going with yelling at everything at the top of my lungs.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
You could do never that anyway. Be doing the Heil Hitler, and then speaking in a never. Never.
I tell you what, I would wear a t-shirt or a jumper or something that has written on it, I'm not a Nazi or whatever. I'd have it written on my thing. Yeah. Big up Karina in the chat. Young Lou in the chat. What's up? He's saying Southend looks nice this time of year. Yeah. You're in Southend. Yeah.
Swindon, bruv. Swindon, you know what I mean?
I'd have something written on me so that I'd just turn up and go, Heil Hitler, and then just chat away. You know what I mean? I reckon most people would ignore it. To be honest, most people would just go, what did you say?
Okay. I reckon they wouldn't.
Well, it depends where you are. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to go to Germany at all, and I wouldn't be able to go around England. Any Jewish people. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's fucked up, but shouting everything, you'd be coarse, you'd be fucking knackered. You just won't talk. You just wouldn't talk.
No, I've done so many gigs where, you know, back in the day when it was like, oh, the mic doesn't work. You're like, don't worry, bruv.
Yeah, I know.
Don't even need it. What do you mean it doesn't work? I didn't even notice it wasn't working. Yeah, but nor did anyone in the crowd. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Jeez Louise, man.
Get on a little wander on the white sands.
Yeah, man.
Being...
Listen, I just want to get this opportunity now to tell everybody listening, whether you're right here listening now live or if you're listening in the future, send us in a question, guys. Leave a voice note either through the DMs and the Instagram at almshouse to your mum's house pod, or leave us an email, a voice note, almshouse to your mum's house at gmail.com. All the links are below.
Look, Vamps is here. See the geezer with all the tats.
I can't see shit, man. No,
the Tom geezer with all the...
He's too far away, but yeah. Sick. No, but for real, people, send us in questions. And the questions do not have to be just about graph. They can be about anything, all right? Just well, so you know.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want, man. Big up Miss Murphy in the chat. Theme, let's just leave it there.
Mrs. Today's following Lamine Yamal, the 17-year-old sensation who plays for Spain. I was like, all right, you follow Lamine Yamal, yeah? Do you know what I mean? Bruv, I haven't told you. I watched England and Spain in the final. Yeah. With two English guys and the rest Latinas, yeah? all from Venezuela, all born in Venezuela.
You said it was a horrible experience. That's what you told. That's all you said to me.
They were all trying to wind me up. And eventually I got wound up and I said, none of you lot are even from Spain.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Did they go nuts?
That went down so badly.
Oh, shit.
My mother-in-law was so angry.
Oh,
but it was more like, it doesn't matter. Like, you wouldn't care if they lose. You know what I mean? Yeah. You wouldn't care, like, England, you would care so much that England
really
lost.
I don't have connection with Spain.
You do have connection with a Spain.
A strong connection with Spain. The chat your mouth.
Shut your mouth, motherfucker.
Shut up.
No, of course. Oh, yeah, you said the wrong thing. You should have brought out a map and pointed at where Venezuela is and where
Spain's over there.
Yeah.
But they're like, I've got a strong connection with Spain. I'm like, yeah,
why?
But you're not from Spain.
Why?
Because the Spanish came and raped and pillaged and killed.
It doesn't matter.
Colonialized.
It doesn't matter.
Long time ago.
Anyway, let's not start a war. Let's not start a war now. Phoebe, you're on holiday. Don't upset the missus. Keep her sweet, man. Keep her chill, okay? Tell her you love her right now in front of everyone.
Te amo mucho.
Sí, sí, te amo mucho.
There we go. Keep her sweet, Phoebe.
We're having a conversation when I finish the podcast.
Yeah, no. You see, that's what I was trying to avoid now, man. Shit.
Escúchame. Cállate.
Nah, Theme, don't act all big now because you're in front of everyone now. Come on,
she's... Yeah, and then get a beating.
Exactly.
A beating.
You get a beating when you come
We're
off.
Struggling with the old jet lag, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, you were
waking
saying.
Waking up at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, you gotta. Well, make the most of it, man. Wake up 4, just stay up. Just don't go to sleep too early. That's all, man. Killing it.
When we go back, it's going to be worse. And I'm going back on... Yeah. To work, I've got these new people starting, I've got to train them, I'm going to be absolutely fucked.
Oh shit, man. Well,
this just is sensational.
Use this time to relax, enjoy, soak up the sun, make sure you put your sunscreen on, drive safe, brother, okay?
That's what I'm saying. So we've got a massive, like, Honda 4x4, you've got all, like, those huge Jeep Cherokees, not Jeep Cherokee, like, huge Cherokee things, it's nice. All American.
And try and get some flicks of the graph out there.
Yeah.
So we can review it on the next episode. We can check it out.
I know where they are. On the way home tonight, you've got to get that video. See, the whole wall. How much does the Arms House pay for, like, videographers now?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you mean?
One or two beers. We can do that.
Oh, yeah, we can do that for sure. No problem. And actually, that reminds me, people listening right now, we have a Patreon. I'll put the link below as well for our Patreon if you want to help out.
Yeah,
we need to get...
We only go to the Caribbean. We're in desperate need of money.
No, what we need, though, Theme, what we do need, we need some lapel mics, man, like the ones Talal brought when we did the Arms House Graph Jam, man. Those lapel mics, they cost 150 quid. And you guys can help us.
Then we can go on location and be anywhere, and it actually sounds good.
So if you like the location episodes, please consider joining the Patreon if you can afford it. You know what I mean?
Massive big up to Odyssey as well. He is a fucking sick guy, man.
Sick dude. We're going to go to his tattoo studio. I'm going to get a tattoo, so we'll do an episode there, no doubt. Okay?
Ridiculously talented geezer.
Crazy talented.
He couldn't come up with hand styles, and we were asking him the best hat, and I was saying, like, Zephyr, Regret.
Yeah.
I love that shit, bro.
No, like he said, like, you know, when someone puts you on the spot and you're like, I've never seen any graph in my whole life. Like, that's how it feels, you know, like someone says, play a song, and you're like, I can't think of any music ever made, ever. So I know that feeling, man. But next time he'll be a bit more prepared because we put him on the spot there. He just was there painting. He didn't know he was going to be part of the pod, but then he got involved and he smashed it, man. So
I'm hands free now, motherfucker. I wish I did this at the beginning.
You know?
Look at the palm trees. I planted them when I was born here and now look at the size of them, bro.
Damn, son. I won't lose the magnet now, Bretner. All good, man. All right, listen. Theme, salute from the Caribbean, from Dominica Republic.
How long have we done?
We've done about 48 minutes. We're good. Aren't we good there, man? I reckon let's call it a night there. Let's quit while we're ahead.
Sorry, peoples, but the battery is running out. Rapido.
No need to apologize. Look, we did an episode, man. You know what I mean? Every Wednesday, man, without fail. No matter where in the world we are.
This is a dedication.
You know what I mean?
Yo, if you go to Vietnam at the end of the year, that'd be sick.
Be
and
crazy.
I finally won't be the one on tour. You'll be on tour and I'll be being able to do it at home.
I'll be on tour.
You'll have to leave me in charge of all like the Zen Garden. You'll be going, no, Steve, man.
No, if I do, I'll be taking my laptop and I'll be bringing all my shit. I'll bring my mic with me, everything. I'll be bringing up the whole setup. Well, hopefully by then, maybe you'll have the lapel mic thing. And then, anyway.
You're going to France this summer or no?
I'm definitely trying to get to France, but I can't in August anymore because of work. And we're also renting.
You got some work out there.
Yeah, it's all good, but I want to get out there at some point, man.
First week of September, still be blessed, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's
still be blessed. We're coming back here in February.
Is it? Oh,
already decided. Yeah, with the bird who owns the house though. This time, do you know what I mean? It's her birthday.
All right, cool. Wicked. Yeah. That would be amazing. Something to look forward to, you know?
If I find a little bit of ganja, it would make it 50 out of 10. It's currently at 30 out of 10.
Ask the guy who's bringing you drinks. Ask that guy. He'll sort you out. Trust me.
A little bit more of a posh place, though.
Yeah, but he will know. He's the bartender, man. Trust me, that's what they do. All right? If you pull him to the side, ask him on the sly and go, yo, where can I sort out? He'll probably help you out. But anyway, because I love doing that. Whenever I go to a new place, a new city, trying to find the person with weed, it's always an adventure.
Yeah, I know. Done it our whole lives. Every single country.
And usually for me, I just find the Arabs or the local Moroccans and I just go, hey, Shufi, yalla, shuba, gado, andak, shwit, hashish, hey, you know what I mean?
And big up my brethren, Richard Page, who used to get so prang of not being able to find weed, he took weed to Amsterdam.
Oh, man.
They take it, smuggle it on the plane to Amsterdam, not bun it, and then smuggle it back. So we might not find any on the first day. Like, what are you talking about?
So stupid. All right, man.
Ciao to the people.
Claro que sí.
Peace.
Bye.
Mwah. Ciao, ciao. Bye. I'll see you guys when you're back.
Yeah, we're back in a couple of months.
Enjoy it, man. Relax, okay? Enjoy it. Make the most of it, guys, man.
We will do, brother. See you soon.
Arms house to your mom's house. Peace. Latest guys. To your mom's house. Arms house 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 to your mom's house.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?